today. These three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives from Television City in Hollywood. It's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Kropotkin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ron Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Big bucks, hopefully no whammies. Let's meet the three players vying for the big bucks today on Press Your Luck, starting with our first player, Carolyn Edwards. How are you, Carolyn?
Hi, thank you.
Now, you're in business, Carolyn?
Yes.
What do you do?
I just started a publishing company.
Oh, what do you publish? What kind of thing?
A newspaper for a special interest group in Southern California.
I see. So you're just beginning. This is a new
venture. Just beginning. First paper comes out October 15th.
Well, you definitely need some big bucks.
You got it.
All right, Carolyn. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, our second player is Robert Wilson. How are you, Robert?
Just fine, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. I like that look. Is that the kind of... Let me try that. What do you think?
All right.
Okay. Not bad. I'm game. Robert? You did something in high school that you set a record?
Yeah, me and a bunch of my buddies, we piled 42 of us into a Volkswagen and set an unofficial Volkswagen. Yeah.
What? 42. And the windows were all closed and everybody was inside.
Yeah.
You guys got real close, huh?
To say the least, yeah.
Wow.
It was real close.
Maybe you can stuff all the whammies in the Volkswagen and somebody can drive it away.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Robert. Our third player is our champ, Pam Caden. $12,343.
Pam. Feels real good.
What are you going to do with all the bucks?
Oh, well, spend a little here, there, you know, just get this done, you know.
Uh-huh.
Live it up a little bit.
But you're not through.
No, I'm going for it.
I think I should leave this up or should I put it down?
One up and one down.
That's what I like. What a gal. All right, hey, before we get into the questions, let me do something here. Let me give you some big news, and it's real important news, and that is next Monday, that's 1 week from today, we're going to begin our exciting Press Your Luck fall home game. And for the following 5 weeks, count them, 5 weeks, there will be a big home game winner each day with a giganto home game sweepstakes winner on the last day. So make a note, the Press Your Luck home game starts next Monday. Make the note, I'll wait. Oh, made the note? Good. Okay. Made the note? Now we're going into the questions. A buzz and answer. Get you three spins of multiple choice. One spin. Here we go. According to a recent survey, out of every five American women, how many believe that sex is crucial to their happiness? Carolyn.
Four.
Is it four, two, or three? Robert?
Four.
What do you think, Pam?
I would go with four.
Sex is crucial to our happiness. Say three out of five American women. If you add Carolyn to it, or Pam, it's four. Makes sense to me, but they're not buying it over there. Judges are tough. No spins, number two. It's a top-selling exercise book called The Body Principle. Robert?
Victoria Principle.
Which TV celebrity wrote it? Is it Victoria Principle, Cher, or Linda Evans, Carolyn?
Victoria Principle.
What do you think,
Pam? Victoria Principle.
The Body Principle is written by who else but Victoria Principle, of course. Carolyn, it's a spin. Robert, three. Pam, a spin. All right. Moving right along now. In an Italian restaurant, what kind of dessert will you be eating if you order spumoni? Carolyn?
Ice cream.
Is it ice cream, cake, or pudding, Robert?
Ice cream.
What do you think,
Ice
Pam?
Cream.
Yeah, spumoni's ice cream. Carolyn, four. Robert, to four. Pam, to two. Final question. Every day in Jerusalem's old city, pilgrims gather before a 160-foot white stone wall. What is this wall called? Robert.
Mecca.
Is the correct answer Mecca, the Great Wall, or the Wailing Wall? Carolyn?
The Wailing Wall.
What do you think, Pam?
I'm going to go with Mecca.
Pilgrims gather before Jerusalem's famed Wailing Wall. Carolyn goes to five, Robert stays at four, Pam at two. Big bucks don't go away. We'll be back with after these words. Stay with us. We'll be right back. done. No, not yet. We're not going to give you a ride yet. I got to tell you about what's up there on the board. $50,000 in prizes and goodies. See what happens. Sometimes Rod has to get from one part of the stage to the other, and I catch him in midstream. In any event, you want the goodies that are up there, but I know what you want. You want to see a trip. Are you ready, Rod?
I'm ready, Peter.
He's ready to tell you about a fabulous trip. Go for it, Rod.
Peter, you know, winter is practically upon us, and we do want to send one of our lucky winners today to a winter sports paradise. It's South Lake Tahoe. And those famous slopes will provide an exciting skiing holiday for five thrilling days and nights in South Lake Tahoe.
Oh, not bad. Rod, did you see my ski moves?
It was marvelous.
Well, Rod was right behind me. All right, gang. You want to win this round so you can play last in the final round. Obviously, you want the bucks. You can pass your remaining spins if you so desire, and four whammies will be a real unhappy situation. So stay away from the whammies. Fewest spins first, Pam with two. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Big
let's
bucks.
Go for it. Come on, let's see that cash. Come on, big bucks, let's go for it. Stay away, whammy, stop.
Stop at $300. One spin left, you in first place, Pam.
All right, come on, we need those big bucks. Come on, baby, do it for me, stop.
Stop at $1,500, that's big. $1,800, Pam, with two spins. Very efficient. First place for now, Robert.
Okay.
You're up. Here we go.
Big bucks. No whammies. And stop.
Stop. All right. Okay. Let's hit it again. You ready?
Okay.
Three spins.
Let's go. Big bucks, and stop.
Stop. Another whammy. Maybe they're frightened about the idea of being stuffed in a Volkswagen. You think?
Maybe so.
Now, you have two whammies. You want to be careful about picking up a third whammy in round one. Two spins left.
And I will pass those two spins.
Pam, they're yours. Two of them. $1,800 riding. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Here we go. Let's go for it. Come on. Give me some cash. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop. They come in flocks,
right.
But you have one spin left.
We'll get back.
All right, bucks up.
Come on, let's go for it. Come on. No whammy, stop.
Stop at 300 and a spin.
Oh, God,
200 spin. First place. Take it. All right.
Come on, baby, come on. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $450.
All right.
Back up. 750, first place again. Carolyn, five spin.
Okay, here we go. Come on, big bucks or Tahoe. Stop.
Be careful, gang. They're out of their cages. You have four spins
that.
Left, Carolyn. What do you want to do?
Oh, well, I'm going for it.
All right.
Come on, big bucks. Come on, stop.
Stop at big bucks. $1,000, first place. Three spins left, Carolyn. 250 ahead of Pam.
I'm going for it.
All right,
come on,
here we go.
Big bucks, stop.
Stop at a whammy. They're getting ready for the home game, I guess. Wow. Two.
They can go home.
I understand. You have the same predicament Robert has, and that is, be careful about a third whammy. You're going to pass? Two of them. They go. Pam, you're the recipient of all kinds of goodies. Here we go.
Right.
750 left.
Stay away, whammies. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at $300.
All right.
750. Okay. One more spin. Avoid the whammy. You have first place.
All right. Let's go for it. Come on. Stop.
Stop at silver service. Pam, that's worth $585. Carolyn, $0. Robert, $0. Pam, $1,635. You did it. You're in first place. We'll be back after these words for a whole new round. Don't go away. This is great fun, right? Want to play a little question and answer?
Yeah.
You into it? Okay, I'll give you the questions, you give me the answers, and for that you get spins. Here we go with the first question. Here's something to think about before you go out and join up. According to Vogue magazine, out of every 10 people who join health clubs, how many become dropouts? Carolyn?
Six.
Is the correct answer six, seven, or nine? Robert?
I'll go along with six.
Okay, what do you think, Pam?
I would go along with nine.
You would? Out of every 10 health club enrollees, nine become dropouts. And Pam gets a spin. Did you join and drop out, Pam?
About five.
About five times? Yeah, so I did it about three, so it's close. All right. If you order arroz con pollo in a Mexican restaurant, the pollo is chicken. What is arroz, Pam?
Rice.
Rice? Is the correct answer rice, beans, or pepper, Carolyn?
I'll go with rice.
Okay, what are you going to go with, Robert?
Sounds good to me, rice.
Right. Arroz. I thought it was a little flower with little thorns. Well, what do I know? It's rice. Arroz con pollo. Carolyn has been, Robert has been, Pam before. Next question. This question takes us across the Atlantic to jolly old England. Tell me, at what time in the afternoon is it traditionally English tea time? Pam.
Three.
Is the correct answer 3, 2, or 4, Carolyn?
4.
What do you think, Robert?
4.
Tea for Carolyn and Robert, because it is 4 a time. 4 o'clock to 2 bags. Carolyn goes to 2, Robert to 2. All right, final question. On people, the proboscis is called the nose. But what is the proboscis called on an elephant? Robert?
The trunk.
Is it the trunk, the tongue, or the tail, Carolyn?
The trunk.
Trunk. What do you think, Pam?
The trunk.
Sure, an elephant's proboscis is his trunk. Carolyn to 3, Robert to 5, Pam to 5. We're coming back after these words for Mighty Big Bucks. Don't go away. Alright, Mighty Big Bucks time. Over $100,000 on the board. Great prizes, whammies, which you certainly know about by now. And some of the great prizes involve trips. And I know you want to hear about one of those fascinating trips. And Mr. Fascination Rod Roddy is going to tell us about one. Rod.
Watch these lips, Peter. What would you think about a trip to the land down under? That's right. A lucky winner today will be spending 6 nights and days in fabulous Sydney, Australia. The home of kangaroos and surf and koala bears. It's a trip worth over $3,000.
All right. Oh, Rod.
Yes, Peter.
Do me a favor and put another shrimp on the barbie, will you please?
Okay, mate. Oh, mate. Got to work on the accent, Peter.
I got to work on a lot of things. In any event, 16:35, Pam, you're in first place. You'll play last. Tie between Carolyn and Robert, both with zero. So, Carolyn, you're to my left. You are first. $0, 3 spins, 2 whammies, big bucks.
And we're going to Africa. Oh, yeah.
You
Come
and me,
on.
Carolyn? This is
big
so sudden.
Bucks. Come on. We want $2 for Africa. Stop.
Stop at $800. Second place, 2 spins.
Okay. Come on. Let's go. Big bucks. Big bucks. 5,000 of a spin. Stop
at 750 in a spin.
Oh.
1550, second place, still 2 spins, Carolyn.
All right,
that's
we're going
all
for it. We're
Pam.
Going on the board, and we're going to go to Africa. Come on, big bucks, stop.
Stop at $2,000 or lose one whammy.
$2,000.
$2,035.50, first place.
Okay, we've got one more, and we're
all
going
right,
to the board.
All right, here we
Let's go.
Go.
Come on, big bucks, I'll take the sailboat, stop.
Stop at a mink jacket. Oh. $2,500. That's $6,050 first place. Now we go to Robert with 5 spins and no bucks. No more whammies, Robert.
Yes.
Big bucks. Big bucks. And stop. Stop at big bucks. Another spin. Second place, 5 spins. $3,050 less than Carol. Pressing. And stop. Oh. Takes your money and insults you. Not very nice. Robert, let's chat for a moment. You have 3 whammies, no dollars, 4 spins, 1 more whammy, you'll be out of the game. What do you want to do?
I got it. I got it.
Okay, looking for big bucks. Here we go.
Big bucks. Big bucks. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at 7 on 10. We're back in the chips. Still 4 spins, 3rd place.
I'm pressing.
All right.
I'm going for it. Big bucks. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at 700 and spin again. Deja vu. Doubled your money to 1,400. Still 4 spins. 3rd place. $235 out of 2nd place.
I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going. Big bucks. Big bucks. And
amateurs are now. $3,400. You are now in second place, about 3,000. Actually, that's next. 2,600 separates you and Carolyn. What do you want to do, Robert?
I'm passing.
Passing. Three to you. Oh, Carolyn says, give them to me. Carolyn wants them. She's got them.
Okay, we're going for it. We're still going to Africa. Come on, Africa. Stop.
Stop at 1,500 in a spin. 75, 50. Two spins you have to take. Go.
All right, come on, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 4,000 in a spin. Game. $11,550.
Okay,
one more spin you have to take.
Oh,
you can't think about
it. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Well, this is Big Bucks. Come on, Big Bucks. Stop.
Stop at $1,250. Now you can think. You have $12,800. $9,400 more than Robert. Two spins. Press your luck or pass. Back to you, Robert. Robert says thank you very much. You're yours. Avoid the whammy. Let's see what you can do.
Okay. Big Bucks. Big Bucks.
Stop in New York City. That trip to the Big Apple is worth $2,514, Robert. That brings you up to $5,914. One more spin you have to take. You were in second place.
Let's get another spin. Something in a spin. Something in a spin. And stop.
Stop at a Montana ski trip. One of my favorite places. $1,720, Montana. 76.34. You avoided the whammy. You are in second place. We go to Pam with 16.35 and five spins. You've got some work ahead of you, Pam.
Come on, no whammy. Stop.
Stop at a tent trailer.
Okay.
That tent trailer is worth $5,384. You're now up to 7,019, about 500, 600 shy of Robert. Here we go.
Go for it. Come on, no whammy. Stop.
Stop at 2,000 or lose one whammy. 2,000, 9,000, 19, second place. 3,781 shy of Carol.
Stop.
Elementary, my dear Fang. It was greed that got him.
You don't necessarily agree with that assessment. Two whammies, no dollars, two spins, Pam.
All right, let's go.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Looking for something to spin.
Stop
at $2,000. Now, Pam, you're in third place with $2,000. You have one spin left. In order to catch Carolyn, you'll need something with an additional spin. If you choose, you can pass to Carolyn. If she whammies, Robert will be your best friend. Go. Carolyn, you ready? Pam, big spin. Here we go.
Spin, come on. Give me a spin. Stop.
Stop at a whammy. Carolyn, you have a chance today with 12,000. Welcome back to Drop to You After Being Records. Hawaiian Beach Boy, Rod Roddy, is going to tell you what you want, Rod?
Oh, thank you, Peter. Carolyn, listen to this. You have won a woman's mink jacket from Zenith of Camden, New Jersey. This adorable designer jacket of Russia's demi-buff mink and the new longer length from the Gail Robbins collection of affordable furs. That prize totals $2,500. Combined with the $10,300 in cash you've won, that gives you a grand total, Carolyn, of $12,800. Congratulations!
All right, Karen, $12,800. You get to come back and take another shot on us next time.
Hey,
congratulations. Well done. Pam, you are leaving us with $12,343. Congratulations. Have fun on all those trips. You've been a lot of fun. Robert, we've got some nice prizes for you. You will not be going away empty-handed. I thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, before we leave, I have a little ditty from Christina Newman of Los Gatos, California. I went to the bank, and who did I see? A whammy right in front of me. He said to the banker to cash in his dough, and when he left, he stepped on my toe. Nice guy. Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
GSA. In a dog-eat-dog world, there is only room for winners. It's triumph and glory only for the best, and a trip to the dog pound for the rest. Dog Eat Dog, Wednesday night at 9 on GSN, the network for games.